number one station on the net that blesses and entertains you at the same time.
They crack me up.
You guys are awesome.
Salt FM.
Makes us laugh.
They crack me up.
It makes me laugh.
Entertainment that inspires.
Hello, listeners. This is gospel recording artist Karima Elamine, and I listen to Salt FM, where they spice your world with the word and today's best gospel hits.
That's right, it's your Salt FM. We spice your world with the word and today's best gospel hits. And like I told you, I do have a surprise for you on the Holy Hip Hop Show. I've got with me in the studio a gentleman, a pastor and an author. And he's here to tell us about his book. Tell us more about himself and much more. I'll leave him to introduce himself and then we'll take it from there. You're welcome, sir. Please, can you tell us who you are and why you're here?
Good afternoon, I'm so happy to be here with you in the studio. My name is Ayo Akerele, and I'm a pastor, I'm an author, and I do so many other things. I'm based in Canada, so we came into this country about a week ago to launch one of my latest books, titled God or Mammon.
Good. That's Pastor Ayo Akerele for you, and he's come in to launch one of his books, like he's told you. I do know you've got other books out there. So how many books do you have in total?
Yes, by the grace of God, we've written 8 books now, and 5 have been published.
Okay.
3 are undergoing editing and going through the publishing process. So in total, there are 8 books in our library now.
Perfect. So you came in to launch this book. When did you launch the book? Your latest offering?
Yeah, it was launched on the 28th of January, a Saturday. A little bit above a week ago.
Okay, and that was launched here in the UK?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Why the UK? Why Peterborough?
Wow! A lot of people have asked me the same question. And we've done a number of book launches. We've done one in Canada, we've done one in South Africa, and the UK is the third geographical location that we have considered. And the reason why we did that isn't far-fetched. God has given us a mandate to spread the message he has given us across different continents of the world and in different nations. So the UK being the most, probably in my own opinion, probably the strongest country in Europe now, we decided to bring the book there. And then because the church of God in England and the UK in particular appears to be stronger than it is in the other European countries, I mean both in terms of population, in terms of the spread of the gospel, Christianity, and in so many other dimensions. So we chose the UK as a strategic location for this. And then lastly, Peterborough is a location where I have served before. Okay. As a minister.
Oh,
I've got a lot of friends, pastor friends, a lot of people there. So it was a much more easier location to handle than London.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, now let's talk more about this book. You call it God or Mammon, Understanding the Purpose and Source of True Kingdom Wealth.
Yes.
Okay, tell us, why this topic?
Wow. Like I said before, I'm a pastor, and I've been a Christian for many, many years, at least for over 3 decades now. And I've been a minister for many years. I've related with so many people, ministers of God at the very top in different nations. I mean, by the grace of God, I've got very close relationships with so many leading pastors. And one of the issues that confronts ministers of God, preachers of the gospel, and Christians alike, is the issue of money. And so the attitude of Christians to money has been a subject of debate, even within the wider community of people. I mean, everybody wants to know what a church is doing with money. Why is this church doing this? Why is that church doing that? Is money really a sin? Why do we have churches that invest heavily in buildings and infrastructure development and so many things? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of questions have dominated the heart of many Christians for many years. In fact, for the greater part of the last 30 years, the story has not been very palatable. I mean, many Christians, many church goers, pastors alike have been accused of being overbearing in mm-hmm. their attitude, in their relationship with money. Mm-hmm. And so, being an author and being a teacher of God's word for many years, God spoke to me actually to write a book mm-hmm. that will clearly teach men, teach Christians mm-hmm. on the correct attitude that they should have to money. Now, this book does not condemn money. Mm. This book doesn't say that money is bad. There is nowhere it's written in the scriptures, in the Bible, that we Christians use that money is a sin. It is the love of money that is a problem. So what this book does is to look back into history. It is a very rich book. I mean, being an academic person, I mean, being a researcher, I understand what it means to write a book and to dig very deep mm-hmm. into statistics. So it goes back into the past, the last 100 years, 200 years, looking at churches, looking at how churches developed, looking at the attitudes of preachers to money, the total amount of money raised by churches, what they use the money for. It looks at the life of Jesus, look at the apostles and the early church, look at their attitude to money, extracts all the values that Jesus taught about money. And it brings the values together, and with so many stories and testimonies of so many churches, so many individuals whose attitudes were right to money or whose attitudes were wrong to money. Mm-hmm. It brings out a kind of principle. Every chapter has a summary, principles that will mm-hmm. guide Christians in knowing this is what I should do when I have money. This is how to get money. So if you look at the title of the book, mm-hmm. it speaks about the source and purpose of money. So how do you get money? Because like I tell people, the number one most important ingredient of success in life is God. Your relationship with God is number one. It's primary, it's strategic. After God, you need financial resources. There's nobody that can fulfill his destiny without finances. You need, no matter what you're doing, you're a student, you're an engineer, whatever, you need finances. So how do you source for it in a way that will not smear your relationship with God? Then secondly, when you have received the finances you want for your project, for your business, for your career as a pastor of a church, what should be your correct motive, your correct attitude? Because the way I observed from my experience as a pastor, that the way a church, the way a group of believers relate to money has a lot to say about their character. The world out there, they are looking at us the way we are spending money, the way we are using money. And so one of the best ways by which you can know the quality of a Christian is in its attitude to finances. And so these are the things that's the rationale behind my decision and as led by God to write this book and to orientate and reorientate Christians and preachers alike on the best attitude they should develop and deploy as they relate to money. One of the greatest source of concern to men, finances.
That's true. So how many chapters do we have in the book?
The book, I'm holding it in my hand now. There are 12 chapters apart from the conclusion and other pages of the book that highlight some of the past books we have written, and that you can get them. There are 12 chapters that will capture every reader. You will be on the edge of your seat while reading this book. It's explosive, it's deep. A lot of people that have purchased the book told me that the 12 chapters there, they can't pick up the book and drop it. They feel like finishing everything at a go when you pick it up. It's straightforward and easy to read and very, very user and reader friendly.
Perfect. So let's talk about accessibility. This book, in how many formats can we find the book? Is it just in print? Do you have it in audio? Can we have it electronically? Because obviously you do know that nowadays people have Kindles and their smartphones, and some hardly even hold books in their hands.
Yes, thank you very much. In fact, that's one of the issues that we considered why publishing the book was to ensure that we made it available to readers in as many formats as possible. And apart from the hard copy printed version that we have, all our books are on Amazon.
Good.
So, and Amazon has at least 2-3 different types of formats. I mean, you have the normal hard copy and you have Kindle version. So the books are on Kindle, electronic versions. And we also have a means of sending out the electronic versions to people by email, via email, on request. So I tell people to send me, they send us emails using our church email account and or my personal email account. And so when we receive the emails in any nation of the world where you are, we can actually ship a hard copy to you or email you an electronic version. You can also go to Amazon and buy a Kindle version for it. So we are at the process of developing other formats for people to buy. So this the book was just launched a week ago, so we have like 3 different formats. So as time progresses, other versions are going to be released and made available via social media and via other platforms.
Okay. The book has a foreword or preface like we normally have in some books. Yeah, am I right?
It does not have a foreword now.
Okay.
It has an acknowledgement section. I mean, it's a very prophetic book.
Okay.
And we initially wanted to get it forward, but because of the timeline involved in getting it out before the year, because it actually came out very late in December from the press. So all the other logistics involved in the book launch were carried out in the first 2 weeks of this year before the actual book launch was done. So there was not much enough time to get the right person that's fitted the picture, fitted our program to do the forward for it.
Okay. Now, so we do know that the book is available on Amazon, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
And where else can we find the book?
At the moment, the only online platform by which it can be bought is Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon.co.uk or Amazon.com or Amazon.ca.
Okay.
And they deliver all around the UK. I mean, it's typical of Amazon anyway, all over the world.
Yes. That's right. And you said if people want to buy the email version, the electronic version via email, what's the email address they need to send their email request to?
Okay, there are 2 email addresses. The name of our church is Rema for Living Assembly. That is Rema, R-H-E-M-A. So the first email address is Rema for Living 2016 at gmail.com. Rema for Living 2016 at gmail.com. Rema is R-H-E-M-A. So 4 is F-O-R, then Living. So Rema for Living Rema for Living 2016 at gmail.com. The second email address is my personal email address, ioakerile@hotmail.com. ioakerile@hotmail.com. And that's Alpha Yankee Oscar Alpha Kilo Echo Romeo Echo Lima Echo at hotmail.com. When you send email to any of these two email accounts, with your address, your name, and the number of copies you want, and if you want us to autograph any of the copies, we're gonna do that, and then we ship to wherever you are in any part of the world, and then we'll give you other details regarding how you can make payment for it via our PayPal or any other platform we use.
Beautiful. Yes. Coming back to the book, is there any other aspect, any other area of the book that you'd love to highlight, you know, just to whet our appetite?
I'm holding the book in my hand. In this book, let me read the five sentences that summarize the content of the book.
Okay.
So, in this book, you will learn the difference between kingdom-driven prosperity and mammon-driven prosperity. So the book I'm holding in my hand, the summary of this book is we have made a distinction between two categories of prosperity. So prosperity is a very contentious issue in the body of Christ. And we are telling believers the dangers inherent in being mammon-driven. So the second point here is you will learn the perils and dangers of mammon in the body of Christ. The third is you will learn the kingdom-centered financial practices of a 21st century church. Number four, you will learn the blessings of giving and the correct ways to give to God and to society. And then lastly, number five, you will learn the biblical source of sustainable wealth for a thriving life and ministry. So the book is a compendium. It encapsulates a lot of issues that affect an average Christian. And then when I talk about minister in the book, I don't refer to preachers alone.
Mm-hmm.
The word minister, the simplest way to understand what the word minister means is to look at servants. Anybody who is serving, whatever gifts, skills, talent you have, you are a songwriter, you are serving the society, your songs, you are a caterer, you love cooking, you love baking, and you do it very well. You are a minister in that field. You are a footballer. You are serving your skills to society. You are a photographer. You are serving your skills to society. So when I mention the word minister, you will see the word minister in the book. It's a generic word for everyone that is doing one thing or another in his own area of career, in his own area of skill and calling and talent. And so for each chapter of the book, there are principles that summarize the contents of the chapters. So after you have read each chapter, you see like 6, 7, 8 principles that will help and encourage you to understand the contents in the chapter you've just read, and then which you can build on for the other chapters. So and then lastly, the book has a lot of statistics and data,
okay,
real life data of churches. But of course, you can't find the name of any church there. I don't want to put myself in any trouble. So, that we encourage you to see, to gain access into what is happening in our churches. For example, in the whole of the United States, for the last two to three years, $100 billion were raised as offering in churches. So when you hear that kind of figure, obviously that will give you an insight as a Christian. Oh, so the church makes so much money like this. So what are they doing with the money? Now the book is not teaching believers to be rebellious, and we are not teaching Christians to go and fight with their pastors in their churches. We're just telling you this is what is going on. God is empowering his church with finances. The church should use the finance correctly with the right motive. That is what the book is all about. So you will see statistics, you will see graphs, you will see tables, diagrams that will show you a lot of things. It's going to keep you, like I said, on the edge of your seat and equip you with knowledge and facts, revelations from God's word, which is the key, which is the foundation for the book, and real-life, secular-oriented statistics about churches mm-hmm. and individuals that will guide and help you as well to be very vast and knowledgeable in the matters of money and financial prosperity as God has instructed us to understand it.
Thank you very much, Pastor Ayo. We'll be taking a break right now. We'll be coming back on the other side this time around to talk a bit about you, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners, a lot of your readers, a lot of your fans would love to know a bit about you.
That would be good.
Okay, so right now you're still to the Holy Hip Hop Show on your Salt FM, DJ Jai in the house. We'll be playing up to the top of the hour, take a short break, and thereafter I'll be coming back with Pastor Ayo.
Mixing today's best gospel and inspirational music. Your favorite urban contemporary gospel radio station, DJ Jai. Salt FM.
Yeah, DJ Jared in the house. You're welcome to the second hour of the Holy Hip Hop Show. And it's a special edition of the Holy Hip Hop Show because we've got in the house Pastor Ayo Akirele telling us about his book, which was just launched on the 28th of January 2016, right here in the United Kingdom. It's your Soul FM. We spice your world with the word and today's best gospel hits. And talking about the word, that's why we've got Pastor here telling us about his book. Because everything in the book, everything I mean, is extracted from the word of God, mixed up with what's happening around us, and to help us lead lives that are pleasing to God Almighty. Pastor is still very much here with me. Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good. Well. Good. So, earlier, before we went on the break, you were telling us about your book.
Yes, that's correct.
Can you remind us of the title?
God or Mammon, Understanding the Source and Purpose of True Kingdom Wealth.
And what, obviously, from that title, we know what the main theme is. Can you just talk us through that briefly?
Yes, like we mentioned in the previous segment, the title of the book revolves around the intention to show Christians and preachers of the gospel that there is a difference between God and Mammon. And the book clearly shows all the evils and perils that a Christian can expose him or herself to, depending on his attitude to money, and the blessings and the advantages that a Christian or a preacher will certainly attract into his life, into his or life, depending on his attitude to money. And it's a book that blends history mm-hmm. with contemporary activities in our world, particularly in the Church of Christ. It outlines the activities of so many churches, Anglican churches, Pentecostal churches. It outlines their activities in terms of finances, what they are doing with money, the blessings that have come to them, the challenges they have faced, the experiences of different preachers, pastors, individuals, what you as a Christian should do, the principles that should guide your life in terms of your relationship with money, what your focus, what your priority should be as a Christian, ultimately, so that you can succeed in life, in the area of your career and calling, and then your success will not just impact you alone, so that your success can influence the society where you live.
Good, good. Okay, so like I promised our listeners, fans, your fans and readers, I said we're going to ask a few questions about you. So who is Pastor Ayo Akirele?
Well, That question is very big, very huge.
Lovely.
Well, I will answer the question with a question. Who is Pastor? My answer will be from the question. Who is Pastor Ayo Akerele? My name is Ayo Akerele.
Yeah, definitely.
And I live in Canada, in Ontario. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm married with two children. And I pastor a group of firebrand, thriving and growing church in Toronto, Canada. Yeah. And we do a lot of publishing. One of the key areas of our ministry is writing books and publishing books. So we've actually written 8 books that have gone all over the world, in Africa, in Europe, in North America, and in Asia, in Australia. Mm-hmm. And the books have blessed millions of people. So that's what we do. And we are involved in a number of charity initiatives as well.
Okay.
We sponsor missionaries.
Good.
We fund projects that have to do with social emancipations, charity projects. We buy shoes, we build boreholes for so many communities in distant locations in Africa.
Okay.
We support churches that are involved with evangelism, with money. We do a lot of things. So charity orientation plus the teaching of the Word of God, raising men and raising disciples have been the focus of our ministry. So that's what I do. We're also involved in a couple of businesses and that we do by the way. So
okay.
It's a combination of so many things at the same time, but that's just a summary of where I am. Yeah.
Perfect. Lovely. So if we find ourselves in Toronto, where can we find your church if we want to come fellowship with you?
Wow, it's very easy to get. Rema for Living Assembly. There are no two churches with that name in Canada. We're in Toronto, and our address is 135 Carlinville Drive. 135 Carlinville Drive in Toronto. You can just Google the address and use Google Map. It's going to take you straight. Our services hold on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we also have a number of programs lined up across in different months of the year, aimed at building people up and making them to be of tremendous value to God, to themselves, and to society.
Do you have a website for the church?
Yes, www.remaforliving.org.
Okay.
RemaForLiving.org.
Perfect. And a telephone number?
We've got many numbers. 647-704-7453. Let me say it again. 647-704-7453 or 416-704-2015. 416-704-2015. You can reach us via either of these two lines, and you can even send text messages, and we can reply and whatever God lays on your hearts for us to discuss with you or to share with you at any time. We'll be open to communication. And obviously we are 5 hours behind the United Kingdom, so
yeah, definitely.
The time difference also.
Yeah, but because we do have listeners around the world anyway. Okay, perfect. Pastor Ayo, it's been fun talking to you on the show today. Earlier on, you said that you're going to be blessing us with copies of your book, which is going to be available to anyone listening right now to this show live. If you're listening to this show live and you'd want a copy of this track, you can just get in touch with us. studio@saltfm.com is the email address you need. That's studio@saltfm.com. Tell us what you heard and why you want the book, and we'll be happy to get one across to you. And it's strictly for those of you listening live, because obviously we don't have a million copies of their track. So if you're listening again on demand, the best thing to do would be to check out the book on Amazon and have a copy downloaded or bought, or you could even send emails to ayoakerele@hotmail.com or remaforliving2016@gmail.com and request it to be emailed to you electronically. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here today. It's a pleasure being live on Salt FM's radio. And I'm not going to forget this moment in a hurry.
Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Come on. From coast to coast, across the triple W's, this is Salt FM.